This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
This is your tech news briefing for Monday, October 18th. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. Today kicks off the Wall Street Journal's Tech Live Conference. It's the yearly event where we sit down with some of the most influential people in and around tech to get their perspectives on what's shaping the industry and what's coming next. All this week, we'll be bringing you some of those conversations. But before things get rolling, we've got a preview of what to expect from the Wall Street Journal's editor of live journalism, Kim Last. That's after these headlines. In our latest installment of our Facebook file series, we report that Facebook's artificial intelligence systems can only identify a sliver of the content that violates the company's rules. Internal documents reviewed by the Wall Street Journal show that Facebook's own engineers have flagged that the company's systems can't consistently identify things like videos of first-person shootings or racist rants. That's at odds with claims by company executives that AI would be able to address hate speech and other problem content on its platforms. Facebook's head of integrity, Guy Rosen, said the company was primarily focused on reducing the amount of offensive content people saw, not on the percentage of content that the AI was able to remove. You can read the full story and the entire Facebook file series at WSJ.com. The Theranos trial is now heading into its sixth week. Last week, we heard from Walgreens and Safeway executives, two major retailers that had formed partnerships with the defunct blood testing startup. Our reporter Heather Somerville's been following the trial. She says those executives' testimonies are central to the prosecution's argument that the former CEO, Elizabeth Holmes, was the top decision maker at Theranos.
What the executives from Safeway and Walgreens really testified to, which is key to the prosecution's case, is that she called the shots, she was knowledgeable about the shortcomings in her technology, she was informed about the inaccurate and unreliable tests that Theranos machines produced, and yet she continued to make bold promises to these major retailers.
The trial is set to resume tomorrow. Here's Heather again.
We can expect likely some additional testimony from Daniel Edlin. He's a one-time project manager at Theranos, who is expected to have some pretty interesting testimony for the prosecution. And around the corner, we're likely to hear testimony from investors in Theranos, because last week, for the first time, the names of the investors at issue in the wire fraud claims against Theranos were revealed.
You can follow live coverage of the trial on WSJ.com. Walmart is launching a fintech startup that'll provide financial services to the company's millions of customers and workers. To do it, Walmart's partnering with two former Goldman Sachs executives, and sources say the venture has brought in hundreds of millions of dollars in funding from its backers. We report that options for the new company include building a user base around mobile payments or potentially buying a startup that offers consumer bank accounts through a mobile app. And Virgin Galactic says it's delaying the start of its commercial space tourism flights. The company previously said it was analyzing a potential defect in a component from a supplier. A spokeswoman said the issue was resolved, but the inspection took time, requiring the company to push back its plans. Virgin Galactic now says full commercial service will be delayed from the third quarter of next year until the fourth quarter. Okay, coming up, we've got a preview of what's coming at this year's Tech Live event. All the big names and themes to watch for are coming up after the break.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
Tech Today is the first day of the Wall Street Journal's annual Tech Live conference. The three-day event will feature talks and interviews with some of the most influential people in tech, including founders, CEOs, and policymakers. There's no doubt this year has been an eventful one for the tech industry, what with a labor force still working largely from home, supply shortages, and of course a renewed focus by lawmakers on the power of big tech. With so much going on in the industry, what can we expect from Tech Live? Joining us with the inside scoop is our editor for live journalism, Kim Last. Hey, Kim.
Hi, Zoe.
So, Kim, who are some of the big names that you are looking forward to hearing from at Tech Live?
Well, we do have a number of great speakers confirmed for this year's event. We have the Alphabet CEO, Sundar Pichai. We also have Steve Huffman, the CEO of Reddit, Evan Spiegel, the CEO of Snap, and the newly minted Instacart CEO, Fiji Simo, is also joining us.
So a lot of big names, and there's also, you know, a number of big themes that are going to be covered throughout the event. I want to start with talking about some of those. One of them is kind of this tension between big tech and government. We have these big tech leaders that you've already mentioned. There are also some policymakers who are going to be speaking with us at Tech Live. What are you looking for these speakers to address when it comes to the future of big tech companies?
Yeah, so we actually have Senator Amy Klobuchar joining us, and I'm really looking forward to that interview to really focus in on what regulation is actually going to happen next. It seems like we have bipartisan support across the board in Washington around doing something around big tech and regulation. What is that? What are the next steps? And how long is it going to take for us to get there?
One other big regulatory topic that we might hear about is on cryptocurrency. We've got the crypto mom, Hester Peirce, a commissioner for the SEC, speaking with us. What do you think that conversation is going to be like?
I think Hester is really going to spotlight what's going to happen next in cryptocurrency. What is going to happen with volatility and what the SEC's approach is going to be in its next steps forward. I also think, you know, Hester is a real thinker on this topic, and she's been a longtime supporter of the digital currencies. And I think she'll also continue to look ahead to what the future is going to hold. And I think that's really what we're going to dig in with her on.
So changing gears a bit, you know, the pandemic has been one of these things that's affected all of us for the last year and a half. It's certainly affected tech companies. It's affected how Tech Live is going to be held. And it's given rise to a lot of new social media platforms where we spend our time. Which speakers at Tech Live will be talking about these kinds of changes? And what sort of insight do you expect them to share about it?
Oh, absolutely. So we have a number of folks sort of at that nexus, right? So from the traditional Hollywood side of things, we have Richard Lovett, who is the co-chairman of CAA, joining us this year. And he's got a lot to talk about on this subject because the ground has sort of shifted around creators, the creator economy, influencers, and, you know, the types of businesses they're going to be able to build and shape. One of the sessions I'm personally really excited about, we've got two TikTok influencers, Bowman Martinez Reed, who is a comedian on TikTok, and also Christina Najjar, better known as Tinks. And we're going to dive into what the last 18 months on TikTok has been like for these creators in terms of career opportunities, in terms of how they've built community, and what that future is going to continue to look like for content creators on the platform and in the space.
Yeah, that's a really interesting side of tech that's kind of emerging now. It's a new thing that we get to talk about. But something else that's impacting the tech world in the last year and a half are changes to the workforce. You know, companies have to think about remote working. They have to think about diversity more. But there's so much nuance to this as well. What future of work issues do you expect to come up during Tech Live?
Oh, gosh, I think there's going to be a number of them. We're definitely going to be looking at the future of employee mental health and just mental health in general. You know, we have CeCe Morgan, who is the new CEO of Headspace Health, who's going to be joining us. We also are going to be asking CEOs around how they have managed the last 18 months in terms of their workforces. You know, I know Evan Spiegel, the CEO of Snap, is very thoughtful on these topics. And so we're anticipating really diving into the lessons of the last 18 months, the look ahead, what the return to work is going to look like, how you are fostering sort of employee engagement and retention. And really, you know, as offices begin to reopen around the world, what the future of hybrid is going to look like when, you know, not everybody is going to be together all at the same time.
And I guess speaking of hybrid, you know, this year's Tech Live is being done a little bit differently than it has been in the past. Can you tell us how, if we want to tune into these conversations, how people can do it?
Yeah, so we're actually shooting Tech Live this year across three studios. Our main HQ will be in New York. We will also have live studios in Los Angeles and in Mountain View. And we'll have a number of sessions that are going to be held remotely with speakers Zooming in. The conference is going to be open to all Wall Street Journal subscribers. So anybody who is a WSJ reader will have credentials to log in and to watch. So between that experience plus streaming a number of these sessions on Twitter, there's going to be a number of ways to tune in.
So this event was historically based out of Laguna Beach. How has kind of reimagining it as a digital event changed your thought process on who is speaking, what kinds of questions, and what kind of topics that can be addressed during Tech Live?
This event has always focused on assembling a great list of newsmakers in technology, asking them sharp, provocative questions about news of the day and other larger trends like we've discussed, and really hearing what they have to say, right? Like the whole emphasis was always around creating a bit of a news moment, right? So I think in terms of just reimagining this, we were just trying to be as thoughtful as possible around being where people are. Right? A number of our speakers are in New York, a number of our speakers are in Los Angeles, a good number of them are in the Bay Area. And really, you know, given the pandemic, creating a opportunity for people to have fostered those one-on-one conversations, those sort of in-the-room interviews that we all miss a little bit, but really trying to find a way to also stream them and beam them to a much broader, bigger audience.
That sounds great. I'm looking forward to some news being broken during this.
Same here.
Kim Last, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Zoe.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. Tech Live begins today, Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern. You can catch all the speakers by heading over to techlive.wsj.com/TL podcast. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.